Yeah, the disc will be, it's just, I'll have you plug it in and there'll be a menu come up in just a minute. All right, great singing, great songs. What a way to end our study on the doctrine of God. Let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, we do thank you for you being the self-existent one, Lord, not needing us and us so desperately needing you, and the fact that you desire that we come to you. You are there for us. And Lord, we just thank you that you are indeed almighty, that you are indeed an awesome God. And Lord, just pray that you would bless our time tonight. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, I did want to give you just a few last notes that I had, and then we're going to move on to that video. Last week we looked at the decrees of God. We looked at one of those decrees being the fact that man has a free will, and how the sovereignty of God and the free will of man work together, we don't know. We just find both of them very, very clearly portrayed in the scriptures. We see God decreeing things very specifically, yet at the same time, we see God decreeing that man is to exercise his free will, that he does have choices, and that there are consequences for those choices. We looked as well at God being a creator. These are all part of the works of God's. God giving decrees, God creating the world. And I want to finish up with this, just two more works of God. One of them being, if I can find it here in my notes, his preservation. God preserves the universe and everything in it. Not only has God created everything, but he is the reason that all things work the way they do. He is the reason that everything in this universe holds together. There are physical laws in the universe only because God made them. The laws of the universe, the laws of nature, do not govern God. God governs the laws of nature, the laws of the universe. He is the one who invented them. He's the one who put them in place. He is the reason they exist. Colossians 1:17, actually speaking of Jesus, says he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And as evidence of this, God actually, from time to time, overrules the laws of nature. Okay? It isn't nature or those laws that rule God. He rules them, and he overrules them. In fact, God can make 5 plus 2 equal 12. Do you know that? He can make 5 plus 2 equal 12. Listen to Mark 6:38. As Jesus fed the 5,000 people, he asked, "How many loaves do we have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fish." And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples to set before the crowd. And the 2 fish he divided among them all, and they ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets. I don't have that many fingers. 12 baskets of fragments of bread and fish. So actually, 5 plus 2 equal a lot more than 12, but 12 is the number given in the passage, all right? Jesus walked on water. He overruled the laws of nature because he is the reason that they exist. It is what holds the universe together. In fact, I was just watching a video on the internet. It was on YouTube, and it was the explanation of why there is water on the earth. And it's a little cartoon explanation. It's not meant to be funny. This is our scientific minds at work, okay? Why is there water on the earth when every other planet known to mankind is practically as dry as a bone? It's desert, it's dust, it's blown. Why is two-thirds of the earth's surface covered with water? Well, scientists don't know. Because most of the comets out there that are made of water, while they are made of water, it's actually a different kind of water than what we have here on the Earth. It's a heavier water that wouldn't function the same as the water that we have on the Earth. But they say, they speculate that there are some comets out there that may have the same kind of water that we have here on the Earth. And they speculate that the reason we have water on the Earth is because these comets hit the Earth. Do you realize how big or how many comets would have to hit the Earth for the amount of water that we have here on this planet? No. God created the waters. He is the reason that life on this planet exists and is maintained. So we have the preservation of God. And then the last work I want to look at is providence. And this goes right hand in hand with His sovereignty. Psalm 103:19 says, "The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all." Psalm 104:14, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth." See, everything God does, He does for a reason. There's a purpose. He continuously makes all events of the physical and moral universe fulfill the original plan for which He created it. And this is called the providence of God. Preservation had to do with the continuance of His creation. Providence has to do with the development and fruitation, really, or care and control of it. And it reaches to the actions of you and I as well. In fact, as we went through the book of Esther, that was one of the, it seems like every book that I'm currently preaching through is my favorite, okay? But it was amazing for me. I was astonished going through that book because although it never mentions God, not even one time, we see Him plainly in every single chapter. And we see His providence in every single chapter. So not only, it's one thing to just mention God in a book, but to see His fingerprints and His design over even the actions of people and Him controlling those actions for the good of His children and for His own glory. That's His providence. What may look sometimes like complete chaos to you and I as we go through, in particular, trials in this life, God's got it in hand. He's got it in hand. In fact, one theologian, even speaking in respect to man's evil acts, God's providence, he has a hand not in the evil, but in certain things regarding that evil. God, in His providence, can actually prevent evil from happening when He wills that to happen. He can withhold you and I from sin. He can protect us. He can also permit us to enter sin. Okay, there are times when we are so in pursuit of sin. In fact, Romans chapter 1 really describes this, that man gets so in pursuit of sin that God finally says, okay, go ahead. Go down that road. Reap the consequences. That's God's permissive providence. There's His directive providence, overruling evil for good. You see, we saw all these in Esther. His determinative providence, prescribing the bounds of how far sin can go. So even in our failings, God can set limits. He can regulate those things. These are some of the works of God: His decrees, His preservation, His providence, and His creation. And the video we're going to watch here in just a minute really gives us a definitely, it still doesn't do it justice, but it gives us a little better idea of the majesty and the greatness of our God. And I hope you enjoy this. If you'll stop even my recording right now and we'll watch